This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I really want to go back to the phones, but can I read a couple things to you that are fun?
I would love to hear something fun.
All right. So... director of sports puts it, Lucas Alexander puts it on Twitter. The quote is, if you're exhausted, where the hell's that going? There's no room for I'm tired. How are you supposed to do what you're trying to do if you're too tired to do it? That is a general response to the word exhaustion based on what the Warriors are trying to do.
It's a great take.
It is. It's a great take. Thank you very much. Really, really appreciate it.
Well written. Well worded.
Apparently, I now hate Steph Curry. Let's dip our toe in the water and hear some of the response tweets that we've got on Twitter here at 95.7 The Game. Here's one from The Last Dance. Imagine you're one of the best ever at what you do and you have a bad day and some random person tells you to change your sleep schedule on your off days to perform better.
Mm.
Okay?
Random. Mark Willard.
I'd also say tonight is not one of your off days. It's actually a work day. But anyway, let's see. It's one game. Don't get your panties in a knot.
Uh-oh, panties. Yeah, we got a panties call out.
They've lost two games since Jimmy... I know you guys got to say outlandish things for clickbait, but whatever credibility you think you have is rapidly diminishing.
Gone.
Uh-huh.
Panties and credibility. That's a two-piece.
I want to say hello to Emad. Willard sucks at his job. Almost feel like everyone on air won a contest to get on. Wise Guru got to get strays.
Yeah.
He's not even here.
Catching strays.
What the hell?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not okay. I'm not okay. Darkma.
Shut up.
There's a reason why no one is listening to that station. Say hello to someone who has not been getting the ratings lately.
Oh. Hello.
Okay.
Got him. Look at you with a scoreboard, little flex.
It's bothering me. let's see. What else we got? Soul from the O says, one game, hold your horses. They weren't going to go undefeated the rest of the season. Sigh.
Yeah, hold your horses over there.
Yeah.
I've been sighing the whole show.
Oh, and then Carlos said Willard is the GOAT. This was one person.
That's nice.
Thank you, Carlos.
On the payroll.
Appreciate it. So that's what we're getting. That's what we're getting.
He's the GOAT.
That's what we're getting from me essentially saying, I don't think you get... Unfortunately, the situation that you're in does not allow for we're going to have to sit down the stretch because we're tired. It just like it's not going to work. It's not going to work. You are in a situation where you have got to go win almost all of the games. Not all, but almost all.
Well, you don't know that it's not going to work. And what you also don't know is resting a player, it might actually portend to him playing better when he gets back on the court. And that's something that I will defer to the great Dr. Rick Celebrini and in his wisdom, because yes, they understand that Steph Curry is their best player, and they understand that having him play and play decent leads to them winning basketball games. But if you look at what he did last night and how he played, and if you think that he is exhausted and that he would benefit from Tuesday off, Wednesday off, then you play Thursday, then you get, Friday off again, and then
I don't know.
One game in 5 nights. If you think that that's going to help him play better on Thursday, then I'm all for him saying.
Yeah, but again, his words, I'm fine, I want to play.
Of course.
Those are his words.
Those are his words, and but he doesn't get to make that choice.
I think he should have a say.
You think TJD is well-rested right now?
I mean, I don't even know why that's relevant.
Like, it's relevant because he is saying he's fine.
Right. He's not that great of a basketball player when compared to Steph Curry. So, I mean, I guess, what if I said this? Look, they're coming off of an off night. Why would taking tonight and tomorrow off suddenly mean that Steph is just bouncy and refreshed on Thursday?
Why did he have an off night last night?
I don't know. You've been making the point that he's had a bunch of bad off nights.
Well, he's had 5 straight games where he hasn't been as effective as he had been in the previous 10.
So 48 hours from now, he's suddenly going to be totally healed?
He might be. Maybe he sits out Thursday too.
Yeah.
I don't know what his ailments are. I just know this. When you have a coaching staff and a medical team that has been pretty damn awesome with managing Steph Curry's minutes and also managing the roster, I give them more than the benefit of the doubt. And you're a guy who's always about giving benefit of the doubt.
And I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt.
I know, and I understand what you're talking about is urgency.
The word exhaustion doesn't fit what they're trying to do, in my opinion.
Well, you can be exhausted on a Monday, and you can be fresher on a Thursday. If you get 3 days off, you could. And I'm not saying he's going to come back bouncy and hang 56, but I just look at the way he's played over the last 4 or 5, and he hasn't looked as bouncy. He hasn't been as explosive. And last night, for me, was a pretty stark example. And of course Steph's going to say he wants to play. He's not going to ever go to podium and say, you know what, I'm exhausted and I can't wait to fake an injury so I can sit out tomorrow.
He also dismissed the idea that last night was because of exhaustion. Again, listen to what he said.
I feel fine. Obviously, I didn't play great at all, so everybody's going to, including coach, is going to try to figure out why. And mostly the turnovers, dumb plays all night, but had a really good run. You expect to have a level of consistency and whatnot, so when it doesn't happen, it becomes a question. I feel like more so my back that I was dealing with the last couple of days, see how that responds tomorrow. Otherwise, feel pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, Steph, to me, is insinuating there that, like, I know that I had a bad game, so you're looking for a reason why, but that ain't it. I just played bad. And I accept that. He's Steph Curry. He's allowed an off night, but whether or not it's because something's physically wrong or because he's out of gas, I can't know that. He's saying that's not it. Right? Those are his words.
Right. And he's an athlete, and he is a soldier, and he's a guy who's going to go out there and he wants to compete. So I don't think that he's ever going to come out and say, short of having an actual injury, and I'm reading it here on ESPN, he's been ruled out to manage a back issue, according to Anthony Slater of The Athletic. So it's rest, but it's also to manage the back issue. Maybe he woke up today and the back didn't feel 100%, so they're going to be precautionary and they're just going to sit him out.
Let's go to Mike in Hayward. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling. We're taking your calls, 888-957-9570. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, you guys. You know, you guys already said that they weren't going to win. Nobody's going to win every game. They played the last what team was going to do that? Maybe Oklahoma? No. And the thing is this. It's game by game, and who stays home? Curry's engine. Back's been bothered. He was out there trying to play the way he did. It was probably bothering him. He probably should have rested last night. Right? But he did. So, you know, you got injuries, all these little minor injuries. And then as far as Draymond Green come up, man, half the stuff that Draymond Green's, I don't hardly even listen to anymore. He's exhausted. So what? He's just saying stuff that nobody else is going to say on them other teams that are trying to get it, trying to make it to the playoffs. So there's just two things that really count. How many games they win and how healthy each team stays. Each team is the last 14 games. There's nothing really else to discuss. Watch every game. Because as soon as they lose a game, oh, well, we don't know. Well, we don't know. We never knew. Nobody knew even going to win all these games 2 months ago, right? You can't predict. You really can't predict how many games any team is going to win in the last 14 games. I don't know what the odds on predicting that is, but they're pretty low. So I think we just, like Steph said, every game is a game. And you're going to have the same thing going on the last 14 games you have during the regular season. People are going to be hurt. There's going to be resting. All that still goes off. So Draymond Green talking about the exhaust and so what? I don't even listen to what Draymond Green says to Bucky, but he's just saying stuff that nobody else will say. There's other players that will probably say they're exhausted, and they probably are. Because they're older. The older players probably are exhausted. They're not the young guys running around that they got to guard. They're playing with a bunch of young guys. So you can expect them to be tired. Okay, so the conversation is, how long can they win and stay healthy and not be so-called exhausted, all right? That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Mike, I don't disagree with anything that he just said. But to me, that's like that's what we're coming down to. If the conversation since Jimmy Butler joined the Warriors, and I think largely it has been, it's been about belief, right? It's been about their belief. It's been about our belief. It's like, are you in or are you out on the idea of the Warriors making a run? You've openly stated you've reached the point of you would be disappointed if they didn't at least advance out of the first round
right.
of the playoffs.
Yep.
Well, that's an expectation.
Yeah.
And
it's been raised.
And my response to that is, if you've reached a point in the season where now exhaustion is going to be a part of the conversation, I don't know how you can expect anything. I don't know how we can expect this team to advance in the playoffs if they're going to get to late March and say, you know, this is just too, it's too much. It's too much because, unfortunately, there's no wiggle room. They've not been able in the first, whatever, 65 to 70-some-odd games of the year, they've not been able to create any breathing room. So how does that all blend together, no breathing room and exhaustion?
Well, they've got That's breathing all. Room as far as being out of the play-in, and they're almost assured to be in the play-in right now.
Well, yes. When you say out of the play-in, you mean they're not going to be the 11 seed.
Right. They have a 7.5-game lead on Phoenix
Agreed.
Right now. So, and they've got 14 to go, and they're up by 7.5 on Phoenix. So that is some wiggle room. It's not ideal. It's not anything that anybody really wants. Draymond said it. We don't want to be in the play-in.
Yep.
Steve has said it. The goal is the 6th seed. So when you're trying to get to the 6th seed, and you've got 14 games left to go, you may not be able to play everybody balls to the wall all 14 games. And we've talked about Steph Curry at 37. And, you know, Steph can say, you know, I feel fine. I just played badly. I don't feel tired or whatever. And they could look at it in a different way and say, yeah, what we see is 5 straight games where you haven't been hitting your shot. You've been turning it over more often. You haven't looked great. Maybe one game would do you some good and you come back on Thursday a little bit more refreshed. And I do think that exhaustion is not a permanent affliction, it's temporary. And if he is exhausted, and he doesn't think so, but maybe Rick Celebrini and the front office and the medical people, they do think that. I think that you can mitigate that with a few days off.
I mean, what's different? Why, like, if you're going to put it that way, and hold for a second, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station that's doing very well, by the way. Always live on the free Odyssey app, and now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Thank you, Laughing Monk.
And I am laughing.
Okay, what's new? Like, these guys have been through this journey many, many, many times before. And sure, there is calculated rest, but that's often come at times when there's wiggle room. Why suddenly exhausted now? And if your answer is, well, he's 37, then that's my response. Then expect the Warriors to go out and play well tonight without him. I think they can win the game. So they can win the game, and he could come back Thursday, and we could end up never talking about this again. That's one scenario in terms of how this plays out. But I think everybody has held the same concern coming down the stretch, which is, are these old bodies going to hold up? And I'd argue the conversation that took place last night is not a good one, if that's the number one concern.
I think you can look at it both ways, and you have a 37-year-old, and if you look at the minutes he's played, 5 games on the road, 5 games at home, they've had 10 games since the end of February, 10 games in roughly 20 days in 6 different cities, and he's had to play 34, 35 minutes a night, and he's had to kind of carry the load. He had 56 at Orlando. You needed every one of those points. He had to dig deep against Brooklyn in a game where you fell down 27-5, and he wound up with 32 in that one. He had 40 in Brooklyn, I'm sorry. He had 28 in New York. He's had to carry a pretty heavy burden, and he's come home, and the last 5 games.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I watch him play, and he hasn't been as good as he was in the road trip.
No, but this is what he does. He's like, I don't know. Sometimes it sounds like all of a sudden we're like, this is totally new that Steph has to carry the Warriors.
No, but it's new.
This is what NBA ones do, and it's what he's done brilliantly for over a decade.
But he's 37, and find me another 37-year-old NBA one who doesn't sit out games.
Well,
LeBron is down in L.A. chilling. Well, he's going to his kid's high school game instead of playing basketball.
Or did he actually get hurt?
Did he?
I don't know.
Nor do I. But
and
I know this.
And I don't know if Steph is either.
I know this. LeBron's not playing basketball or didn't. He hadn't been.
Well,
and
then
that can be restful.
Okay, but then if that's, and this is my point, if that's your answer, if, well, hold on, Mark, they're 37 and 40 respectively. Well, then pump the brakes on this. They're going to all meet in the Western Conference Finals and somebody's going to go to try to win a championship. No, then you're not going to beat Oklahoma City if that's your answer.
Well, you might if you're more rested. If you're not exhausted, if you're exhausted, you probably won't beat them.
I don't even know how are they going to get there if they've all, like, look what the Lakers have done in the standings since LeBron took this rest. They've gone from like 2-5.
Yeah.
Well,
they're 4 right now, but
4.
Yeah, but they have a little bit more of a cushion, so they can play around with it. The Warriors don't, to
maybe,
your point.
Maybe.
The Lakers are 3.5 up on the 7-seeded Minnesota, so they have a cushion. And they've got, Lakers have 15 games left to go, so you're playing with fire a little bit.
You sure are.
But you got a cushion. The Warriors don't have that cushion.
Exactly.
Well, at the same time, You do want to have the best version of Steph that you can.
No question.
And this,
no question.
As you mentioned, tonight will be game four in six nights, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And, you know, he's 37. So it's okay to maybe give the 37-year-old guy a game off.
Yeah, but you know what Thursday night is?
That will be four games in six nights.
Game four in six nights.
Right.
Like, just,
but
this
not,
is just
not for him.
No, great.
And that's the point.
Great. And so if I'm to believe that one extra night off, which is not even all that abnormal on the NBA schedule, is going to change his physicality, wonderful, then yes, do it. And again, I've said this over and over. That's their decision. They're educated on it. They're with him. They know. He knows. So this is not a criticism of the decision. This is a curiosity based on the words chosen by Steve Kerr last night, which is the idea of exhaustion. And where that fits in to what the Warriors are trying to do when other Warriors, Steph included, are saying this is urgent, this is every night, these all feel like playoff games, we desperately want to avoid the play-in tournament. I just don't know where that fits. You know, again, if the back hurts, the back hurts. What do? Then you sit. And maybe that's actually what's going on. I leave open for that. I just don't know. And to me, it's actually what Draymond said. Hey, Steph's tired. We're all tired. Figure it out.
Yeah. You
gotta figure it out. It's, you know, if it sounds like tough love, okay. That's not what I'm trying to have it sound like, but that's sort of the assignment. You gotta go do it somehow. Joe in San Jose. Hey, Joe, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
The Warriors were in that game. They had a shot at winning that game. I mean, and they came down. I just think that the Warriors beat themselves with the turnovers, killed them. Even though Curry had a bad night, if he don't get those turnovers, who knows if the Warriors could have won that game. But that was a really good game. They fought hard. And about that, exhausted, he get paid. There's no excuse. He get his paycheck. His paycheck doesn't say, well, we're not going to pay you because you're exhausted. So he get paid. So what do you guys think about that?
Well, Joe, thanks very much.
Yeah, he gets paid anyway.
Right.
Play or don't play, exhausted or fresh or the rest of it.
I just say it this way because, you know, we've all had a lot of conversations about load management the last few years, and it doesn't sit well with fans. I think most of us have sort of made peace with it because we have no choice, but it does. It's interesting to me that we get to a conversation like this and so many fans who criticize load management throughout the year, then when it sort of lands with their favorite player, then they'll defend it. And I want to be careful here because I'm not going to call this load management. I don't know what it is. You know, last night he said his back has been bothering him. All right, that's not load management. That's my back hurts. And so we're going to sit out a game and you know, take caution. That's fine. But it is funny to me how many people, it's like, you all hate load management. We've gotten a lot of texts from people who are on their way to the game tonight and they're super bummed.
Yeah.
Steph Curry's not playing Giannis tonight. That was the thought.
No doubt.
You know, and same last night. You were the first to say, dude, huge bummer.
Big time.
That Jokic and Murray aren't playing.
And tonight's a bummer as well.
And what Jamal Murray did last night's a joke. It's a joke.
There should be dynamic pricing on your way out of the arena.
Not even just pricing. Like, how about the dynamic pricing for ESPN? How much do they pay for a contract to broadcast games that guys won't play in?
Yeah.
Like, it's a total joke. But when it comes to your neighborhood, we defend it now. Oh, we need a night off. Well,
it just depends on the situation.
Of course.
And I look at Steph Curry and what he's done this year, and he's played in, I want to get the number right, 59 games. So for me, if you have a player who's played in 59 of 65 games, 68.
He's done a great job.
He's played in all but nine.
Sure, sure.
So if he wants to take a night off, I get it. My problem with load management is when it's done en masse, where you sit like three and four guys all together. And the league has tried to eradicate that. You mentioned before Kobe and Michael, and I just wanted to refresh my own memory. Kobe's last year was when he was 37, and that was the I'm going to shoot every time down the floor year. You covered that team. Michael Jordan actually didn't play when he was 35, 36, or 37. his 38 and 39-year-old years were with Washington.
Sure.
So those were years that were largely ceremonial anyway.
Well, so was Kobe's end.
Completely
like
ceremonial.
Not playing for a good team that was trying to do something.
Right. And so I do think that in this case, players are playing longer, and so Steph's in not completely uncharted territory, but as a runaround athlete who is expected to do as much as he is, I'm willing to give him... I'm giving him the benefit, even though it's Milwaukee and it's a big game.
These are totally fair points. They're totally fair points. I think that it's subtle, but that's sort of different than what I'm getting at. And I know apparently I'm failing wildly at this.
Oh, you buried the guy on Twitter.
To make this not about Steph. It's about the idea of exhaustion. And if you're going to say that that's in our space, if a head coach is going to be like, exhaustion. There's exhaustion in the room with our best player right now on March 17th. If you're going to say that, that's fine. I can't argue with you, but I can certainly change my expectation in terms of where this is going next. I don't know how you say, hey, we're definitely thinking we can play till May. We're hoping that we can play till June. If you sit here today and on some level, express that your top player's out of gas. That's all.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair to think that, but much like all of us in our life, some days you're exhausted and you get 9 hours of sleep and you wake up and you're like, yeah, I feel better, you know? Or maybe you have an off day or you have a stretch three or a stretch four where, you know, I kind of created that where you have the Monday off on a company holiday and you take the Friday before, it's a stretch four, and sometimes you get back on that Tuesday, it's like, yeah, I'm not exhausted anymore. I can't wait to hear Mark Willard bury Steph Curry again. What'd I do? Go to Twitter.
Yeah.
Willard's
sensitive,
down on the shelf.
Okay.
I know.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. Yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.